It's less than a year since I put up a video saying that Elon Musk would be bankrupt in 5 years. Musk apparently saw that and said, "Hold my ketamine, I can speedrun that in 3. You see, Tesla this year has been the second worst performing stock in the S&P 500. And Musk's response to this was, "Billionaire seeks $50 billion bonus," while saying the company has to save money through penny pinching to restructure so they can have to fire 10,000 people to save $1 billion. Yeah, Musk might have been in a hall of mirrors when he said this.
"And what I see all over the place is people who care about looking good while doing evil. F them. Okay?"
You see, Musk recently announced things aren't going so well as Twitter, or SpaceX, or Tesla. You see, there was no sane way to justify Tesla's valuation based on numbers like the things of vehicles they sold or something. So Musk pitched Tesla as a growth company. You were investing something that was going to be big.
"So Tesla is growing actually at the fastest pace of any large manufactured object in history.
It was going to grow. It was going to be massive.
"But what I can say is we're going to move to just truly massive scale. Scale that no company has ever achieved in the history of humanity."
And now, it's not growing. They're a growth company with no growth. And now things are so bad that not even the Tesla fanboys can keep the price of the meme stock up. That is, rather than taking over the world, they created a massive stock bubble on that promise. Basically, since Musk said growth like no one has ever seen before, the company has done nothing but lose value and plateaued out at about 1% of global car sales.
"We're still like maybe a little over 1% of total vehicle output in the world. And we want to try to get to, I don't know, 20%, as much as we can to move the needle."
So having plateaued out at about 1%, they decided to make that snap decision to lay off 10% of their workforce so rapidly that their employees literally got no warning, with people turning up to work only to find their key cards didn't work and that they'd been fired.
"And somebody behind me was like, 'Oh my God, you got fired.' And I was like, 'No, no.' And I asked the driver, I was like, 'Hey, can I still get on? Like, obviously there's an issue with badging, like something's going on. I understand this is a difficult time for your family, and I'm definitely sad to lose her, and I know the team will be sad as well. We lost a lot of good talent throughout the factory. Please let her know that I am grateful for her hard work and everything she accomplished, and she will be missed. And everybody claims that this is how things work and this is how it goes, but no. You don't just draw names out of a hat and pick random people to lay off, especially your hardest workers. Like, this is not okay. There was a backup at the security gate this morning. These people didn't even know they were getting fired and they were trying to go to work like nothing was wrong. So what are we supposed to do now, Tesla? What are we supposed to do now, Elon? What happened to our $5,000 in stock bonuses that we were supposed to get? What about all our shares that are supposed to vest still? What about all the faith that we had in you and your company?"
Tesla, where Musk expects his employees to sleep on the production line for less pay than other auto workers, for less job security than other auto workers, you know, like being fired without any warning job security, so he can get a $56 billion bonus. Yeah, for Musk, faith and trust are a one-way street. But don't worry, he works so hard for his money, doing things like role-playing as a toddler on her Twitter burner account.
"I go to sleep, I wake up, I work, go to sleep, wake up, work, do that 7 days a week."
Tweeting things like, "For the love of God, please someone follow me," and, "Do you like Japanese girls? And I wish I was old enough to go to nightclubs, they sound fun."
"Because I have to triage the things that I do at each company, and constantly think about what is the most useful thing that I could do."
Grimes left the king of SpaceX. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Her kids must hate her. They probably want to spend all their time with Mr. Tesla. Laugh, laugh, laugh.
I triage the tasks and try to do the things that are most useful or where I'm most needed.
Not including his main account, where he on average posts something like once an hour, 24 hours a day. Yeah. But for those weird nerds still defending Musk over some hand-waving about the greater good, let's take a quick look at some numbers. Tesla currently employs some 100,000 people at, let's say, a generous $100,000 per piece. So the salaries of the entire company is about $10 billion per year. And Musk wanted a $50 billion bonus because of what a great job he's doing in making Tesla the second worst performing stock in the S&P 500. Five times bigger than the salaries of the rest of the employees put together. And 50 times larger than the salaries of the people who he fired for penny pinching and restructuring. And the firings were announced on April 15th, and literally 2 days later, Musk said that he wanted his $50 billion bonus. Now, if you're wondering how a company can give Musk a bonus significantly larger than any profits that the company's made in its entire lifetime, I mean, hell, in total, Tesla has only ever made about 5 million vehicles, so a $50 billion bonus would be giving Musk $10,000 for every single car that Tesla has ever sold. Yeah, if you're wondering how that works, I'll link you to this video. Look, if this was real growth, Musk might have had a point, but it was never real growth. It was a bubble created by hype and, yeah, exceptionally gullible Musk fans who are still wearing this t-shirt.
I'm afraid that this is all panic, and I'm wearing the Teslas, the next Tesla t-shirt, and there are ups and downs in the Tesla stock. This is the way things go.
And make no bones about it, Musk, who swore he would never sell Tesla stock, cashed out at the high, cashing out some $40 billion from Tesla. Because having your cash invested in a stock bubble is kind of stupid. Now, you describe this to most people, and they'll say, that's a pump and dump scheme, isn't it? And it was at that point that Musk wanted his $50 billion bonus, which got struck down by the court, saying as it stank of Musk stacking the board with lackeys who would do whatever he asked. You know, because it was kind of disproportionate. Musk is now still asking for a $50 billion bonus. Even though those loyal Tesla stockholders who didn't cash out when he did have had their Tesla investments halve in value. And you know you're in a cult when someone could say, well, what if it lost 90% of its value from where it is now? And they're still saying, if it did that, I would get a job at McDonald's to buy more stock.
If the stock went to $15, I'd be selling kidney. I'd be selling a kidney to buy stock. I'd go work at McDonald's to make, you know, 20, 10 bucks an hour so I could buy more stock.
And one of Musk's Tesla board minions, Robin Denhold, chimes in. Won't somebody please think about the billionaires? I mean, Musk hasn't been paid since his last bonus, which was the largest at the time in human history. So this totally justifies giving him a bonus equal to everyone else's pay put together for the brilliant leadership of metaphorically driving Tesla into a ditch. You know, squandering their first-to-market electric vehicle lead. By doing things like rolling out the Cybertruck, whose accelerator pedal can just slip off and jam, leaving the vehicle stuck on maximum acceleration.
Plagued with a very serious issue where the accelerator pedal can come off and get lodged up in the floorboard, causing the vehicle to be pressed down to 100% acceleration.
And one thing I am confident of saying is that it's an incredible product. It's a Hall of Famer, I think. Yeah.
And that was their best product ever. Trust me, Musk said it.
It really is the most, I think it's our best product.
With the most advanced interior of any vehicle.
And it's really, the internals are as advanced as the externals. It's a whole new step change in the technology.
Yeah, best product ever for chopping vegetables.
It can obliterate a child's arm.
At this point, I think I know
more about manufacturing than anyone currently alive on Earth.
Oh my God. That's just the edge of the dough.
Yeah.
Cybertruck, also for vegetable prep.
We have a car here that experts said was impossible. That experts said would never be made.
You're looking at the company and you look at all the improvements that are happening. You know, when people say, oh, you know, everything's on fire, like, well, what am I missing? Things are going really well. I don't know if you're watching what the company does.
Yeah, I mean, we dug our own grave with Cybertruck. You know, nobody, nobody digs their grave better than themselves.
No, really, people, don't worry about it. Musk is really an engineer.
Or finance person or something like that. I'm an engineer. I do engineering. Always have.
Yeah, and I'm sure the life support systems that he works on will be equally well thought out.
And people yelled at me and said, I'm not a doctor. I'm like, yeah, but I do make spaceships with life support systems. What do you do?
Try spinning. That's a good trick.
I mean, dear God, somebody get this man a $50 billion bonus stat. But the recall of Cybertrucks did let us know how many Cybertrucks had been delivered since they started delivering them in the beginning of December last year. So from then to April this year, they've delivered just under 4,000 Cybertrucks. That's less than 1,000 per month. 1/10 of what they stated their production capacity was. Meanwhile, in the first quarter earnings call of 2024, they're saying they're making 1,000 of them a week?
Thank you. The next question is, what is the progress of Cybertruck ramp?
I can take that one too. Cybertruck hit 1K a week just a couple weeks ago.
I suspect that might be a lie of sorts, or a truth so selective and misleading that, yeah, it's a lie. Thankfully, no one ever went to jail for lying to stockholders. Right? Yeah, and this is the truck that's going to save the world.
If to solve sustainable energy, we have to have a pickup truck. So I present to you the Cybertruck.
Now, earlier this year in a conference call, Musk announced that Tesla wasn't getting wrecked because of the market-wide shrinking of demand for electric vehicles, or that they were getting enhanced competition. No, it was that Tesla, the luxury electric car maker, was about to make an economy electric vehicle, something they've been talking about for 5 years now. Thing is, if you judge Tesla on their recent track record, Cybertruck is probably their greatest success, in that it was unveiled in 2019 and was in production, kinda, as their best product ever in 2024. Tesla Semi went from being unveiled to delivering a handful of barely functional trucks that offered none of the amazing features that Musk had promised, and then, of course, Tesla immediately stopped taking orders for more of them in about 6 years. And the Roadster, unveiled in 2017, has been going into production next year for almost a decade straight now, with no sign of an actual product. And given this mythical Tesla economy vehicle hasn't been unveiled yet, yeah, I think it's pretty fair to say they've got nothing. Thing is, Tesla really only ever made it big because they were a first to market company.
There are three ways to make a living in this business. Be first, be smarter, or cheat.
They're not a first to market company now. Their Model 3 and Model Y account for some 90% of the company's vehicle sales, which are now a 7- and 5-year-old vehicle, respectively. Having all your eggs in one basket is a metaphor for risk. Having all your half-decade-old eggs in one basket is a strategy so risky that it only could possibly work if no one else has any eggs to sell. In a market where eggs are being sold based on new models, it's suicidal. In the market of economy electric vehicles, Tesla has nothing. Look, when Tesla was the only game in town, you know, vaporware can compete when there is no competition. But when you're trying to sell vaporware versus cars that people can actually buy now, you will lose every single time. And this is Tesla in the economy electric vehicle market. Now, remember what I was saying, that Tesla was a growth company with no growth. Well, expanding into the economy electric vehicle market is the only thing that could offer Tesla growth beyond its current niche of the luxury electric car market. Thing is, they don't even have a product. You know, they're not even at the Roadster reveal or Cybertruck unveil event yet. And they took those 5 years to never to end up in production. Indeed, Reuters has recently said that they've given up even trying to make an economy electric vehicle. At which point, the ketamine really kicks in for Musk, and he starts going on about how he imagines that they're going to have a robo-taxi ready to unveil in August this year, 2024. You know, the robo-taxi that we're going to have a million of on the road by 2020. The ones that we're going to sell for $30,000.
So the current cost of a Model 3 robo-taxi is less than $38,000. We expect that number to improve over time.
And would make their owners $30,000 a year for 10 years.
You say, what would be the probable gross profit from a single robo-taxi? We think probably something on the order of $30,000 per year.
Making them $300,000 for a $30,000 investment. Ponzi scheme.
You say, what is the net present value of a robo-taxi? Probably on the order of a couple $100,000. So buying a Model 3 is a good deal.
So if you'd bought a Model 3 5 years ago when Musk said this on the basis that your car would earn $30,000 a year for you, you should have earned $150,000 by now. Instead, it's earned zero.
So buying a Model 3 is a good deal.
Zero.
We'll have over a million Tesla cars on the road with full self-driving hardware, feature complete, at a reliability level that we would consider that no one needs to pay attention. Meaning you could go to sleep in your, from our standpoint, if you fast forward a year, just a little, maybe a year and 3 months, but next year for sure, we will have over a million robo-taxis on the road. Feature complete with full self-driving this year. With certainty. This is something that we control, and I manage autopilot engineering directly every week in detail. So I'm certain of this. Or finance person or something like that. I'm an engineer. I do engineering. So I wrote software for like 15 years, 20 years. I know what we need to solve to make full self-driving feature complete. I'm certain that we will get this done this year. I think we will be feature complete full self-driving this year, meaning the car will be able to find you in a parking lot, pick you up, take you all the way to your destination.
Smart Summon may not stop for objects, especially very low objects such as some curbs, and very high objects such as a shelf, and may not react at all to traffic. Smart Summon does not recognize the direction of traffic.
Hey! Clay, get in the car!
Where should we wait? Talk to
him! There's no one in that car!
It does not navigate around empty spots.
Huh? Huh? When you let this car go!
And may not anticipate crossing traffic. Smart Summon is full self-driving. The ability of the car to drive itself safely without human intervention.
Someone's going to sit in a Tesla without touching the steering wheel, tap in New York, mm-hmm. off it goes.
Yeah.
Won't have to ever touch the wheel by the end of 2017.
That by the end of the year, you could just push a button and your Tesla would eventually come and find you, even if you were in New York and it was in LA.
Yeah, essentially, November this, or December of this year, we should be able to go from, all the way from a parking lot in California to a parking lot in New York, no controls touched at any point during the entire journey.
And by 2022, that feature had advanced to the point where it barely functioned getting across a car lot.
So it's not sort of limited to LA, New York. We could change it and make it Seattle, Florida. That day.
Come on.
Or, in real time. So you were going from LA to New York, now go from LA to Toronto.
And now in 2024, the feature has been disabled because of Tesla's amazing progress with AI and sensors and robotics.
If you think about what we're doing right now with the cars, Tesla is arguably the world's biggest robotics company because our cars are like semi-sentient robots on wheels.
Overwhelming focus is solving full self-driving. That's really the difference between Tesla being worth a lot of money and being worth basically zero.
Ha! So the light that you've been pushing since at least 2016, when you said that full self-driving was ready basically now, was curiously the one that would make Tesla worth a lot of money, as opposed to essentially being worth zero. And just so we're clear, Musk has been claiming Smart Summon works since 2016, almost a decade ago. Tesla drives itself, no human input at all, through urban streets to highway to streets, then finds a parking spot. And boy should he know how the car did it all by itself, as he was personally the one who oversaw faking the video. And adds, when searching for parking, the car reads the signs to see if it's allowed to park there, which is why it skipped the disabled spot. When you want the car to return, tap summon on your phone and it will eventually find you, even if you're on the other side of the country, using the automated solid metal snake charger. And in the 8 years since Musk tweeted this, the solid metal snake charger has never been mentioned again. Basically, full self-driving is like asking a 10-year-old to drive your car. I mean, sure, they can keep it on the road most of the time, but there's a good reason why we don't give 10-year-olds driving licenses. You have to supervise your 10-year-old 100% of the time.
This is like a pure AI system and get a ton of them out onto the street. So yep. The service can actually work. If you're requiring people...
Holy shit, you just blew through that stoplight?
Yeah. Oh, that wasn't good.
Like, that's crazy. I was a little freaked out right there, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that wasn't good. Holy shit, what's going on here?
Look, it's just a lot less stressful to just drive the car yourself rather than nervously waiting to see if a full self-driving has spotted that oncoming truck or not. And if it hasn't, that you will only have a fraction of a second to intervene to not die.
You just need really good AI. You just need really good intelligence. And you saw like all the extra sensors, all the extra hardware, all the extra cost to get the Waymo to run.
Indeed, Tesla themselves have shifted away from calling it full self-driving. They now call it supervised full self-driving.
Since the launch of full self-driving, supervised full self-driving, it's become very clear that the vision-based approach...
Yeah, I hate to be a stickler for the English language, but if it needs to be supervised, it's not full self-driving. But if you want the admission straight from Musk's mouth that full self-driving will kill you, well, remember when Musk gave his pledge that they would never settle an unjust case against them, even if they would probably lose. Well, guess who just settled a full self-driving lawsuit against them about someone who trusted what Musk said, that the product was going to be safer than a human. Now, in
relatively easy and like a Model S and Model X at this point, can drive autonomously with greater safety than a person right now.
About 2 years after this, the autopilot feature of the Tesla turned the vehicle left out of the designated lane and drove it straight into a concrete highway median, killing the guy. Some 8 years later, full self-driving is intended for use with a fully attentive driver who has their hands on the wheel and is prepared to take over at any moment. And under full self-driving capability, full self-driving features require active driver supervision and do not make the vehicle autonomous. You know, so, not full self-driving. And in this court case, Musk's defense was that this video from 2016 might have been a deepfake. You know, because those were totally a thing in 2016. Musk's legal defense was basically...
didn't do it.
At which point the guy who gave his personal pledge that they would never settle an unjust lawsuit against them said that they were going to settle the lawsuit that Full Self-Driving was responsible for killing this guy. And Tesla's exit strategy for making Tesla hugely profitable is saying, imagine that legal liability, but for like every car that we've ever made.
But next year, for sure, we will have over 1 million robo-taxis on the road.
And what's crazy is that here we are some 5 years on, and Musk has just announced his brand new strategy to save Tesla is the exact same plan they had 5 years ago, but this time to save themselves from some liability, they're calling it a supervised full self-driving. Oh, and in the latest earnings call, yeah, it's exactly the same bump about how this mythical product will make everyone instantly rich, just like it did in 2019. Yeah, they've got nothing. But before moving on, just a few other words on other cases that Elon Musk and Tesla have settled. They settled cases saying that Tesla had a racist work environment. It's about fraud accusation. They settled against defamation charges that Musk had basically accused a short seller of almost killing a security guard. And settled the lawsuit that said that Musk had asked for sexual favors from a flight attendant in exchange for a horse. In fact, prediction time. Remember when Musk said he was going to revolutionize transport using pods in a loop on all this sort of thing? And in the end, they unveiled some slow-moving, chauffeur-driven cars in claustrophobic tunnels, which Musk tweeted was way more profound than it sounded. Well, I'm calling it now. This is going to go the same way. Musk in August will unveil the new robo-taxi. It's basically a 10-year-old child concealed in a car, you know, driving for you. And then he's going to tweet out, it's just simpler and way more profound than people think it is. And the Musk fans will go full Benny Hinn as to how blown their minds are. Look, Musk is kind of right that Tesla as a car company is essentially worthless. And as a tech company without any actual tech, it's essentially worthless. Now, as a company claiming it's going to change the world with tech next year, it has some scam value. But that only lasts as long as people are committed to the lie. And Musk has been telling the same lie now for getting on for a decade. At some point, people are just going to realize that the only thing Musk has to offer is promising revolution next year.
The full self-driving computer, essentially the inference engine on the car, it kind of makes sense to put that onto a humanoid form.
Yeah, did anyone seriously believe that the AI that can't even drive a car across a car park can suddenly run a robot?
So this is essentially the simple self-driving computer that runs in your Tesla cars, by the way.
Oh yeah, sorry, forgot. Tesla investors. And after another 2 years of research and development, that robot has progressed to the point where it can amazingly walk in a straight line on a flat, unobstructed floor.
The simple self-driving computer that runs in your Tesla cars, by the way.
And you'll be stunned to find out that Musk's program is to sell these to people next year. Kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it?
In terms of actually, we do think we'll have Optimus in limited production in the factory, in the actual factory itself, doing useful tasks before the end of this year.
Yeah, prediction time. When Musk does eventually get prosecuted for all of this, he will claim with a straight face that the useful task that they had Optimus doing in the factory was acting as something to put things on. You know, a shelf. So technically, he wasn't lying. Just like they'll have some similarly slippery excuse for how they were making 1,000 Cybertrucks per week, but somehow only managed to deliver 4,000 of them in about 4 months.
And then I think we may be able to sell it externally by the end of next year. These are just guesses.
You know, just like it was 2 years ago.
So massive scale, full self-driving. There's going to be a dedicated robo-taxi that's going to look pretty... It's a It's going to look quite futuristic. Then, of course, we've got the Tesla robot, Optimus. But it's really going to transform the world, I think, to a degree even greater than the cars. And then I think we have a shot at being in production for version one of Optimus, hopefully next year.
I think we may be able to sell it externally by the end of next year.
And with the markets finally waking up to the, honestly, I swear it'll be ready next year bullshit, looks like this all comes to a head in less than 3 years. Possibly much quicker if the rats suddenly decide that the only thing that's been keeping the sinking ship afloat so far is false hope. And what with Musk's wealth being overwhelmingly tied up in Tesla stock, having blown the 40 or so billion he cashed out of Tesla to buy Twitter, and Twitter now has a valuation comparable to the 10 billion he borrowed to buy it, making Twitter effectively worthless when Tesla, which is already soaked in red ink crashes, it will likely take every other oversold Musk vaporware company with it. And yeah, might be the only time Musk has ever delivered something ahead of schedule. And that's today's video. If you liked it, maybe consider dropping a thumbs up on it. If you really like the work of this channel, you can support it directly through Patreon. And as ever, thanks for watching.